Hi, it's Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Today, I am joined by Dr. Miles Thomas, Vice Chair, Regional Integration and Innovation, and Assistant Professor of Urology at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, Dr. Miles Thomas, you specialize in female pelvic medicine. What conditions fall under your area of expertise?
Thank you for asking. Yes. So as a female pelvic reconstructive surgeon, I help repair anything that in a bladder either leaks, i.e. incontinence or leakage of urine, or if it comes down into the vagina and it's called prolapse, pelvic organ prolapse. There are a lot of different bladder disorders that will cause a bladder to leak. And sometimes life events such as pregnancy and delivery cause your tissues not to be as strong as they used to be. So sometimes women can get hernias that show up in their vagina as a bulge. So I treat incontinence as well as prolapse. In addition, I'll also do reconstructive surgery. If there is an abnormality of the urinary tract, I'm also able to fix that for women.
Now, what are some other options when you would recommend reconstructive surgery?
Well, first, we always begin with conservative therapy. We want to see if natural things will help fix the problem. But if not, let's say for incontinence, that's the involuntary leakage of urine, we are able to place a sling. There are also bulking agents. I know people are somewhat familiar with fillers. Some people get it their lips or in their face. We also have fillers for down there. So there's a lot that we really can do. If your bladder is overactive, we can use Botox in your bladder. And we also have pacemakers and ankle therapies that also help with overactive bladder and leakage. If your bladder is falling or your rectum is coming down, we do have what are called transvaginal repairs, which means instead of making an incision in your abdomen, we can actually go through your vagina and reconstruct the areas that were either torn or stretched out. In addition, I'll also see patients who have what's called a urethral diverticulum. People have usually heard about diverticulitis in your abdomen. That's kind of a little outpouching. Well, you can also get an outpouching in your urethra, and I also repair those transvaginally.
Wow. Now, Dr. Miles Thomas, you touched on maybe not cutting on the abdomen, but going through the vagina. So how has reconstructive surgery advanced to make surgery minimally invasive for women?
Well, thankfully, we are born in this time and date, we have new procedures as well as devices to be able to use what are called natural orifices. So we can do surgeries through your urethra. We can do surgeries through your vagina without making abdominal incision. If for some reason it's not able to be repaired that way, a lot of our surgeries are now able to be performed robotically. So it's just like the small little incisions and using the robot. It still is very minimally invasive versus prior years when we had to make larger incisions. So technology is good, and we're able to do many things minimally invasively.
Yes, we love good technology. And thank you for this information. This is Danny D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, here with Dr. Miles Thomas, touching on reconstructive surgery. Now, Dr. Miles Thomas, why is it important for women to know about the different treatment options available?
Yes, times have definitely changed. Women are the primary educators of healthcare, typically for their families. We are no longer in a paternalistic state. I want to make sure that people understand what is happening to them and really understand all of the options. You typically, for issues with the pelvic floor, these aren't life-threatening, but these are a quality of life. And for people who've given so much for so long, it's time for them to have an improved quality of life too. So the first step is education, understanding what's happening and truly what your options are. That puts women back in charge of their bodies to make the decisions for whatever is best for them.
Dr. Miles Thomas, we've learned so much from women's bladder health to reconstructive surgery. And what's key or one key takeaway that you want us to know?
That we have options. And the first step to improving your quality of life is to understand what's happening and then discussing with your physician what your options are. Sometimes they're going to be conservative. There's going to be changes in your diet, certain exercises. Sometimes there will be interventions. Maybe it's medication, and maybe it's a procedure or surgery. But you need to take your health in your own hands. Figure out how much a certain symptom is bothering you, and then figure out what you would like to do. This should be a conversation versus someone else telling you what you should or should not do. So I would say one of the key takeaways would be to listen to your body, understand what your goal is, and work with your physician to communicate it. There are many options. And you can choose as many or as few. It's your body and your choice.
And I'm taking all the notes, Dr. Miles Thomas. Thank you so much for the information.
Thank you.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.